Here's a story about driving and antiques from commentator Desiree Cooper.
Late one Sunday morning, my husband turned to me and said, "Hey, let's go for a ride." Once this was a nation of Sunday drivers, back when cars weren't loved for the number of soccer players they could hold, for the speed records they could set, or the mountains they could climb. Back when driving, slow and with the windows down, was an end unto itself. So we took a rare day to drive away from the demands of everyday life. There was a sense that only the moment existed, as sweet and lazy as mason jar preserves in a cool cupboard. In the late afternoon, we ambled into an antique shop. Suddenly, from behind an old china cabinet, I heard my husband call, "Dez!" He was holding a Life magazine from March 1972. He pointed to the name on the subscription label. "I knew him," he said. "He was a doctor in our neighborhood. I used to paint the white rocks on his curb when I was a kid." On the cover was a story about Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis and her lawsuit against the paparazzi. As Onassis described a car chase where she tried to dodge an aggressive photographer, I couldn't help but think about Princess Diana's fatal encounter with the paparazzi 7 years ago. There was a heartrending story about the last months of the Vietnam War. The article said that by 1972, only 120,000 troops remained in South Vietnam, about one-fifth the number that had been there at the peak of U.S. involvement. A 25-year-old lieutenant was quoted in the article. What he said then easily could have been said by an American soldier in Iraq today. "We came here knowing we were going to win, and we didn't need to build up security in these rear areas, but that just didn't work out that way." The most stunning story was one that came near the back of the magazine. Entitled, "Two Tall Towers for World Trade," this is what it said about the new World Trade Center. "It is the tallest, 110 stories, costliest, $700 million, and the most spacious, 9 million square feet for rent, office complex on Earth. To see what the World Trade Center has done to the New York skyline, turn the page." In 1972, an issue of Life magazine cost 50 cents. We paid $6 for it and took it home.
Desiree Cooper is a columnist for the Detroit Free Press.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.